Well, in the state of Washington, the police won't help you if you are the victim of a real crime. But if you have your feelings hurt and you think you've been a victim of a hate crime, they're going to jump right to it. That's because they just passed a law that establishes a non-police hotline to assist people who have been targeted by hate crimes or bias incidents. Someone vandalized your property? Can't help you. They are not going to help you. Someone hurt your feelings? We're on it. That's a hate crime. We can't have that in the state of Washington. Now, here's just a little reminder, because during the summer of 2020, protesters in the city of Seattle established the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP, as they called it, after the Black Lives Matter protests popped up around the country. Local business owners were left to fend for themselves as the protest zones got more and more violent.
Chaotic month in 2020. It led to the abandonment of the Seattle Police East Precinct and creation of the Autonomous Zone in a five-block area of Capitol Hill, leaving McDermott to literally fend for himself a block away from the CHOP. No one responded to more than a couple dozen 911 calls.
Our building, you know, was broken into and was lit on fire, and the guy, you know, tried to cut my son's leg open and stab him. The fire department was sitting literally at the corner of the block, but they couldn't come in because the Seattle Police Department wouldn't come in. If you dial 911, what do you expect to have happen? Where are the tax dollars, you know, that we're paying?
Okay, well, if he'd called it in as a hate crime and said, this is hurting my ideology, maybe the state would have helped him out a little bit. He actually had to sue with other business owners because police did not do what they were supposed to do, keep him safe and keep his property safe. And he ended up settling with the city of Seattle. Now, here is what Washington State is going to do, not to combat real crime, they don't care about that, to combat hate crimes. Here is SB 5427 saying that they are going to support people who've been targeted or affected by hate crimes and biased incidents by establishing this reporting hotline and trafficking hate crimes and bias tracking. Sorry, not trafficking. They're going to track it. Now, here's what the Seattle Times tells us would be an example of a hate crime. Is this Sikh man had his religious center burglarized and vandalized in 2021. Well, how exactly, I ask you, would a hotline help? Because it doesn't matter what the motivation was, whether it was a hate crime because he was Sikh or not. It's illegal to vandalize and break into that facility that he owns, right? Would it have mattered if there was a hotline that he could call and say, I think this was racially motivated because I'm a Sikh person and I wear a turban. And so, you know, the police should also be here, but you need to track this because I think it's because of my who I am, right? That's ridiculous. A crime is a crime. What the Seattle Times is pointing us to is not a hate crime, it's just a crime.
Well, that's what Ooga Booga says in our chat. Great screen name, by the way, Ooga Booga on Rumble says, hate, what is hate? They never define hate, right? We already have these laws in place. Like, it's illegal to murder somebody.
Yeah.
Like, what's the hate part of it? You hate, you killed someone, you obviously hate that person.
Well, presumably the Black Lives Matter protesters were guilty of hate against established white people who were doing business. And that's who they targeted, this man we just saw, right? That's a hate crime. But you don't need that extra layer. What they did was a crime. Now, that's not what the state of Washington is going to do about this. They're not just trying to help raise awareness or track this. Really what they want is to track this, and they want the data around it. And I'm going to show you exactly how much data they want, including bank accounts. So that's crazy. But now they're just going to open this hotline. They say only available during working hours. So you can't be hate crimed in non-working hours. And as dumb as it sounds, the bill at least dropped an incentive to pay people to report. He was in the original proposal, is not in the final bill that passed, but they had the balls to put it in and trying to get passed that the Attorney General's office would provide compensation to targeted persons or affected by hate crimes and bias incidents by authorizing expenditures from the Washington Hate Crime and Bias Incident Account. How much money does this account have? Established in Section 3, up to $2,000 per person. So not only could you call in and say, I'm a victim, or my neighbor's doing hate crimes, my neighbor really doesn't like ethnic minorities, or I feel judged because I'm an ethnic minority, this was a hate crime, then the state will reach into its coffers and pay $2,000 to that person. So they were going to compensate these victims, getting people to tell on each other for what is called hate crimes. Again, This is a new layer of crime we don't need. Crime should be bad enough on its own. Who cares, really, what the motivation is? I mean, I know very much that criminal law cares about the motivation, so let's leave that aside. Now, keep in mind that as of last summer, the city of Seattle paid over $12 million in legal fees for letting CHOP run wild because people said, hey, you let people sexually assault me. You didn't help, you know, get people out of my house or my property. So now they're paying out all of these settlements when they could have maybe just policed it in the first place. And it's fine. Who cares if there's a hotline aside from two things? One, it lets the government decide when your feelings are hurt and when they need to get involved. And two, it blurs the line between prejudice that the state doesn't like and actual crime, right? And so you have to wonder, who will be able to report hate crimes? Will this white man who was attacked by Black Lives Matter protesters be able to report that as a hate crime? Or is he not within the purview of what they think it should be? Also, beyond that, it's a sly tracking tool as well. Take a look at what they're going to ask for, personal identifying information. They're saying that they're going to ask you, if you call in a hate crime, any information that can trace your identity, such as name, prior legal name, alias, mother's maiden name, date or place of birth, residence, mailing address, telephone number, email address, social security number, driver's license, bank account number. Why do they need your bank account number if you're saying you're a victim of hate crime? That's weird.
Yeah.
Right?
And why do you need a, yeah, social security number, your bank account number? It's, what are they going to do? Freeze some sort of, why would they do that? I don't know.
Especially if they're
are
only
we
tracking
getting married?
Victims. Yeah. Right?
What the hell's going on?
Share an account together?
Blood tests?
Yeah.
That kind of thing? I don't know why they're saying that. They're saying that they're going to compile all of these statistics and then make it public. So, you know, they need to know who, and I guess, okay, let's say in 3 years, the government says, here are all the people that are victims of a hate crime. And you know what they want to tell us is that it's all transgender kids, basically, are all victims of hate crimes. Or all racial minorities or all poor people, whatever, you know, that they're going to say. But what does the bank account do? You know, what? Where do they put the, and they're poor or whatever, and most of them don't have driver's licenses? I don't know. Here's how they describe not just a hate crime, but a bias incident. So this is something, if it's starting in the state of Washington, you're going to see it move around the country to all liberal politicians. Not just hate crimes, but now bias incidents. It means a person's hostile expression of animus towards another person. Talk about nebulous definition, right? Relating to the other person's actual or perceived characteristics, or of which criminal investigation or prosecution is impossible or inappropriate. So let's just, can we just talk about this for a second? So it could be an actual characteristic or a perceived characteristics, right? I think I am a man, and you saying this to me that I'm not a man is a bias and I don't like it, but there's no criminal or prosecution that's possible. I don't have any way to prosecute you under criminal law. So I'm reporting this now as a biased incident. Can you think of any other way this can be used in a very concerning way? Because there's no teeth here, right? I mean, look at this language. Can we put it back up on the screen? Perceived characteristics. It doesn't even have to be true. It's something that I say is true. And it's something under which now there is no criminal law. So they're trying to sneak in ways to make it illegal for you to practice wrongthink. I don't see it in any other way.
Yeah. And it also kind of works backwards too, where it's like if somebody like, so you could get like basically get somebody in trouble for hate crime if like they assumed somebody was gay and then they like yelled at that person about that, even though if the person wasn't gay, it's still a hate crime. It's like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, it's because it doesn't have to be an actual characteristic. It could just be what you perceive. You could take similar offense if someone calls you straight or what have you, or Christian or Muslim or Jewish or Catholic or whatever, right? Because it's just you have shown some bias, which living beings are prone to do because we are supposed to be judging the world and whether or not it's safe for us at any given moment. So yes, we do that out of existing biases. Sorry if that's an incident now that makes it a crime. And of course, this is just all based on the ideology that the left promotes. So here's the things that they say they want to, protect. Here are the people who are in the protected class. This is a group based on their race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender expression or identity, or mental, physical, or sensory disability. So basically anything, you know, like sensory disability, that also gives me a little bit of pause. Like, is it just, I can't have my feelings hurt, right? I can't take any kind of aggression at all. This makes me feel unsafe. It's sort of in the book, The Canceling of the Coddling of the American Mind, they talk about how young people today are taught to always trust their feelings. And if their feelings feel bad, they should run away from something and make sure they're never presented with it ever again. And it makes them the opposite of anti-fragile. It makes them fragile. And what we want for young people is to be anti-fragile, that any adversity makes them stronger. So if we're saying here that we're even protecting sensory disabilities, your very senses, you can see how that can be a dragnet for people who are not otherwise suffering from any kind of mental condition. It's just, it's a bias incident because you hurt my feelings and I don't want to see that.
If somebody cuts me off in traffic and I honk at them and they have an anxiety disorder and it triggers a panic attack because I honked at them, am I now guilty of a
yes.
hate crime?
Do they yes. have my great account example.
Information? Am I now married to Seattle?
Yeah. I think that's a great example. Yeah. Don't upset me. Don't yell at me if I, you know, don't be passive aggressive in an airport security line. That would get Clayton always in trouble.
Oh, yeah. My passive aggressive. They need to pass a law against my passive aggressive anger.
Yeah. Go ahead, David.
This just gave bicyclists like ultra power.
Right, you can imagine.
They're always getting messed with.
Oh,
right,
for sure. Yeah, I got one time we were driving and there's bikers behind us, or no, we were behind them. Remember, and we were fine with them, and the person behind us started honking like crazy.
Yeah.
So the bikers thought it was us.
And yeah.
And then they yelled at us, and we're like, and I felt bad. I'm like, no, we're fine with you.
Yeah.
It wasn't us. It was the guy behind us.
I want you to get there safe.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're doing is.
That sounds like a Jerry Seinfeld skit.
Yeah, I know.
The way you said that.
It did, because it like 3 minutes later, they finally, when we got to a turn and we were about to turn, they started yelling at our car, going honk, honk, honk. And I was like, no, that wasn't us. We like you.
Yeah.
And the fact that they made you nervous, doing that, they committed a hate crime.
Exactly.
A bias incident.
And now I feel hated. And you know, for the rest of my life, I'll feel biased in a biased incident against me.
Yeah. I mean, we are supposed to just walk around the world like robots. Don't get into any real interaction with people because they may really not like it, right?
Right.
I even think of, as a mom on the playground, when like some other kid is, for instance, when the kid's going up the slide and my kid wants to go down, and I say to them, like, the person going down the slide has the right of way. You're going to have to move or you're going to get kicked in the face, buddy. And then other moms are like, you don't talk to my kid. You don't tell them that. Like, there's a rule of things, you guys, on the slide. The
right.
person down has the down goer has the right of way. And you should look out for other kids to not get kicked in the face. It's just this whole, like, we don't protect each other's kids. Or like another kid runs out of a store and I grab them and they look like, don't touch a child, you know, like trying to help. And that's the society we're moving into, where we just don't look out for or interact in any meaningful way. Okay, but I wonder if dominant ideologies could use this new hotline too. So let's say that man says, I'm being targeted because I'm a white business owner by Black Lives Matter protesters. Would they hop to it? Or could you say, I'm being targeted because they're calling me a TERF because I don't accept gender ideology. So that makes me a victim. Like, will they hop to it for you? I've seen some people saying, well, let's use it, right? If we're feeling this way, we'll use it for our advantage too. Now, the state says that they will publish, again, these statistics. And what happens? Who do you get when you call this hotline, what's going to happen? Well, the state says that local authorities have to have people on staff to help you and support you. It includes, though, legal aid. So it's interesting because they say here these are not things that could be punishable by crime, but you will get a lawyer. On the state dime, take a look here. It says that you know, we'll have this committee that will have otherwise representatives of from legal aid and these, you know, other, I guess you'd call them social workers, advisory programs and things to tell you how to deal with it. So it seems like the state wants you to litigate this because they can't pass laws to make bias incidents a crime. They want to. They just can't, so they'll sneak it under the radar like this. So if you live in the state of Washington, your taxpayer dollars will go towards legal advice from people who feel that they've been victims of bias incidents or hate crimes. Let us know what you think of this.
Do we just have a surplus in Washington all of a sudden? I didn't think we had a huge surplus of money. Are they just like, we've got all this surplus. Like, what can we spend this on? Oh, I know. Let's pass a bill to, I don't know, let's do this.
Yeah, I don't know. But
seems like a waste.
But yeah, you can see that not only did they want to pay people to do it, which they stopped, but they do want to put them into some kind of litigation. You can get legal advice. So again, the one that they want the most is misgendering.
Right.
That person misgender you in a Starbucks. That's not illegal, but it's a bias incident. Can you sue for that? We've got lawyers on hand. And let's track this. Let's report it. Let's get some bank account information going.
I mean, I've been covering this for years back when I was a news anchor on Fox News. I mean, we would cover these stories. I mean, it was infuriating back then. And this has now evolved. We've watched this metastasize over the years and people, we've been watching the slow degradation of the United States with these microaggressions, these everyone's feelings are hurt. I remember covering the stories on with the campus. You could the free speech zones.
Yeah,
we would like structure free speech zones on campuses, but the microaggressions and everyone's feelings are hurt, and everyone's walking around with this sort of protected mentality now, where everyone's we have to worry about all the protected classes.
Yeah, don't speak about my sensory. What do we call it? Sensory ability.
Yeah.
Were you guys Arrested Development fans?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the sister, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but when they put her in that cage to protest, and they're like, here's your free speech zone.
Yeah,
and they put her in the cage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this isn't
and
something
that's happening
like
all over the United States. Like there are literally in front of like courthouses and stuff, you have a square that you can stand in to protest.
And the rest of us shall be protected from those words because we're not strong enough to handle it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we've been watching this slow evolution of this, and this is not something new. Like, we're not just like covering this like, this is like a new story. No, I've been covering it for, I don't know, almost 20 years now. So I've watched this evolution of this story. It's absolutely crazy. Now we have laws on the books, and you see with the passing of the law in Scotland today, right? You see this extension around the world, and J.K. Rowling is firing back against that today about this hate speech hate speech bill or hate thought crime bill in Scotland. I forget the name of it. Anyway, yeah, we've been watching this unfold for like 20 years now. We've got to stop it. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.